We are in a series called When Good Becomes the Enemy of God. You see, the Bible says that God is good, but it does not say that good is God. We have made God and good synonymous. The moment we see something and we decide that it is good, we automatically believe that it is of God. But this is not true. We don't have the right to determine what is good and what is evil. God outlined good and evil by giving us the scriptures. The Bible is a compilation of God's thoughts. And when God thinks and views something as evil, so ought we to do that. We should never take it upon us and upon ourselves to determine right from wrong. This is what happened when the rich young ruler came to Jesus, asking him what he should do for it to have eternal life. He started by saying, "Good teacher." Jesus immediately stops him and he says, "In essence, who do you think you are to call me good?" Who asked you to be the judge between good and evil? Because only God is the one who determines what's good and what's evil. Only God is the judge of right between wrong. So this is part four. I want to encourage you, if you missed part one, two, and three, to go to our website, which is christnation.tv. Select the Radio Church tab, and you will find the archives there. Very interestingly so, Jesus says in the last days that deception will be Satan's biggest plan, biggest strategy. It will be his weapon of choice, would be to deceive. Why? Because he actually is the master deceiver, and he started in the Garden of Eden with Eve. And he deceived her not by showing her the knowledge of evil. He only showed her the knowledge of good. She looked at the tree and she was attracted to the good side of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this is how she was deceived. Paul says to the Corinthians that I fear, just like Eve was deceived, by looking at something, seeing it to be good, to be right, to be, in their perspective, profitable. For us to decide that something is good and giving ourselves to it, embracing it, Paul says, I'm very, very fearful that you guys are also going to be deceived in the same way and so be corrupted, just like Eve was corrupted. So deception is the theme of the end times. And even today in our culture, we see so often how people decide what good is, and therefore it has to be God. Folks, we have to take what we see to be good, filter it through scriptures, and if it doesn't harmonize with scripture, it is not good. It is evil. We have to take what we might see to be love, we might identify it as love or define it as love, filter it through scriptures. If it does not harmonize with scriptures, it is not the love of God. It is not love. It is not good. It is evil. We have to decide that scripture determines good from evil, and we do not. Philosophy does not. Hollywood does not. TV does not. The newscasters, they do not determine good from evil. God does. The Bible says God is good, and good isn't necessarily God. So I asked the question, who are the deceived? And I have seven people I'd like to highlight, seven kinds of people who are deceived and do not know it. The first, I already covered some of these. The first is those who follow their hearts instead of following Christ's or God's spirit-filled word. Proverbs 28:26 says, whoever trusts his own heart is a fool. You see, our hearts can deceive us. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things. So to follow your heart is to be deceived, but following God's spirit-filled word is to be deceived proof. The second kind of person who's deceived and do not know it are those who only hear the word of God but never do it. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word of God and so deceive yourselves, but rather do it. The third kind of person that's deceived is the person that seeks guidance from worldly friends instead of from godly influencers. In Proverbs 12, verse 5b, it says, but the guidance of the wicked is deceptive. You see, if you go to the world for guidance, you will always be deceived. The fourth kind of person that's deceived and do not know it is the person that follows humanistic philosophies. rather than the eternal truth of Christ. Colossians 2 verse 8 warns us that we should not be taken captive through the philosophy and empty deception. According to tradition, the tradition of men, or the mere musings of men and following their elementary principles of the word, but rather we should follow the truth of scriptures. And then the fifth person that's deceived and doesn't know it is the person that downplays the danger of their ungodly associations. They downplay the danger of having ungodly friendships. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Don't let anyone deceive you." Don't be deceived by this. Red flag going up. It continues. It says, "Associating with bad people will ruin decent people." Associating with bad people will ruin you. 1 Corinthians 15:33. And then the sixth person, the sixth kind of person that's deceived and doesn't know it, is the one who believes it will never happen to them. Now that it, they are exempt from the promises of scriptures. Here in Galatians 6 verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived." Red flag going up. Continues and it says, "God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man reaps, a man will reap whatever he sows. Whatever a man sows, that he will reap." In other words, you are not exempt. Never think that it will never happen to you. Whatever you sow, that you will reap. And then the seventh person, and this is a big one, the seventh one that is deceived and doesn't know it, is the one who follows false ministers instead of sound doctrine. They follow false ministers instead of sound doctrine. Now, folks, I don't like to be strong about this one, only because I need as much mercy as everyone else. But the Bible talks constantly about how many people will be deceived in the end days by false teachers. They will heap up for themselves followers by tickling their ears. And it just goes on and on about how these false ministers will come to the sheep as wolves, but they will come in sheep's clothing. So it warns all the while about false teachers. Now, who are false pastors, false preachers, false teachers? Who are they? And I just made a short list of things that I have to guard against myself, because if I give in to this, I too will start teaching a false gospel. A false teacher always teaches a false gospel that sounds good but is evil, that sounds right but is wrong. Who are they? They are the ones that teaches a gospel that saves you from hardships but never from sin. They are the ones, false teachers are the ones that teaches a gospel that only calls you to happiness and never calls you to holiness. Who are these false teachers that tickle your ears, that heap up for themselves followers? They are the teachers that teaches a gospel that promises personal greatness, personal prominence, but doesn't call you to selflessness and to humility. Who are the false teachers? The ones that teaches a gospel that appeals to man's selfish ambition. It appeals to man's covetous heart for more instead of calling man to die to self instead. Who are false teachers and false pastors? The ones teaching a gospel that glorifies man's ability to make himself right with God by dead works, by being a do-gooder instead of trusting in God's perfect work in Christ, the Christ of the cross. Now, there are so many of these thoughts that I would like to share with you, and I'll continue next time, but I want to ask you, to realize and search this out for yourself, that in the last days, according to Matthew 24, Jesus was urgent. He was urgent to let you know that the way of the end times will be the way of deception. Satan's choice of weapon will be deception. Paul warned the Corinthians, I fear that you too, like Eve, will be deceived and so be corrupted. Make sure to join me next time as we talk about ways to make sure you are never deceived.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.